This is the Aftermarket Radio Network.
Hey everyone, Carm Capriotto, Remarkable Results Radio, into our the beginning of our 11th year here on the podcast. Somebody was just telling me the other day that I'm the OG of automotive repair podcasts, you know, the old gangster or the old guard, however you say it. And I never really thought that through. But yes, your learning curve is episodic education here in the industry. I've got a most incredible episode here for you. Dan Malloy is here. You know, our counters, our biggest zone of opportunities, friendly, confident, relaxed, transparent, and trustworthy is what we want our people to always be. And did you ever think you'd need a practice bot to get great in your job as a client advocate? This is what we're talking about today in this episode with Dan Malloy. Thanks so much to our great sponsors. Hey, take your auto care center to the next level, the gold level, with the NAPA Auto Care Gold Certified Program. This program is for the best of the best who can provide a consistent consumer experience and earn the trust of returning and new customers. Talk to your NAPA sales representative about how you can become a gold certified shop. Hey, for over 30 years, NAPA Trax has made selecting the right shop management system easy by offering the best, most comprehensive SMS in the industry. We'll prove to you that Trax is the single best shop management system in the business. Find NAPA Trax on the web at NAPATRACS.com. Hey, welcome back. Hi, Dan.
Hey, how are you, Carm?
Good, man.
I'm thrilled to be here.
Hey, Dan Malloy, Malloy Business Development at MalloySales.com. Dan's been on a couple of other times. We did an episode, The Commitment Principle, and Exploring Music, Leadership, and Company Culture. That was really cool. We had a blast. And that was the thing, when we had our discovery call about this bot, we talked a little bit about music. We talked about a ton of things. We did talk about music. And what really hit me from that is to get that entire band or that orchestra all working together to produce the singular song that goes out that sounds good, sounds right. When I heard that and started to realize what you're doing to get, if you will, all of our client advocates, our sales reps on our counters to sing in the same kind of unison, and what we do and what we say and how we reply and response based on our personalities, the culture of the business. It's a tough job. And I wouldn't be surprised that our listener who's listening says, yeah, that's a pretty tough job.
I like the way you frame that, Carm. I just want to just say that my opinion is much bigger than that. I'll give you an example why I say that. You're an owner-operator, for argument's sake, and you've got this company, you've got your lifeblood into it, and you've got every penny in your life invested into it, and you have a vision for where you want to take this business, your vision. And if your employees can't recreate your vision in every phone call, in every conversation they have with customers and with each other, if they can't recreate your vision, it's going to be very challenging to achieve what you want to achieve. That's the point.
Makes sense.
Do you know what I'm saying? So, and everybody comes to the employees, just say you have 5-6 stores, right? Whatever, it doesn't matter. Your employees come to the table, they come to work, and they want to do the right thing. They want to do what's best for themselves and for you. The problem is, say you have 10 salespeople, for argument's sake. They all have different backgrounds. They have different parents. They went to different schools. They have different ideas about how to handle each and every type of situation that they're confronted with. Some are effective, highly effective. Most aren't. Most have never been trained how to communicate effectively with power and passion. Most don't have an approach for how to communicate, how to build relationship, how to build trust. They don't think about that stuff. They show up on the job and the words and everything start coming out of their mouth. Okay, so an owner-operator, like a band leader, now we go back to what you said about the music thing. A band leader will take the sheet music and take an interpretation of a particular piece they want to play and maybe play something for the band or orchestra to hear so they could kind of get a sense of what they're trying to do and have an interpretation. And then they practice. But first of all, in music, practice is a part of the game. I had a rock and roll show. We talked about that last time for a year, right? It's been a great experience because when you work with professional musicians, everybody, if you're working with pros, you got to show up. Everybody shows up on the job, ready to go for a rehearsal. You don't try and figure stuff out. You do figure stuff out a little bit there, beginnings and endings, but they know the material.
I got to stop you there for a moment since we're talking about music. I find it's fascinating. So here we got, I respect guitarists in such an incredible way to watch them go out and do a riff and realize that what they're playing and how they're bending their strings and how they're, it's all muscle memory. They know this song inside, outside, upside, downside, left side, right side, and they could literally probably close their eyes and do the guitar solo, right? They had to think about it when they were learning it and practicing it. And I think that's the parallel of what you're saying, that if we're going to be on our counter, we have to have muscle memory up here in order to say the right things when the consumer or a client, a customer is working with us. It needs to just feel damn natural.
Yes. Well, you know, it's interesting that you say that because I was just working with a client who has 30 salespeople and they've been with me for 8 years. Can I mention names of companies?
Sure. Go ahead.
Yeah. Same Day Automotive in Tulsa. Danny Smith is the owner. They've been with me for 8 years working on this exact issue. They have 30 salespeople and they all know the material. They know the material. They know the song, right? And so there's some of the guys are struggling. And I said, studying the data, you know, we collect all the data about how they communicate and everything. We have all the data. And I met with a young man about a month and a half ago and one of their team. And I said, you know, you've got everything down pat. You know the material. You know the song. But the problem is you're not bringing yourself to the table. You're not generating. You're not causing it. You're saying the words. It's like phoning it home. When you're a performer on stage, it's showtime. You have to know the material at such a level that then you can have fun with it. You don't have to think about the words. You don't have to think about, you know, what's going on. You just bring it. You just sing it and you lose yourself in the performance. after you're done singing, you go, what just happened? And the audience stands up and claps if you did a good job. You personally disappear in the performance. And so now what happened, this young man had a closing percentage on his calls at about 56%, right around, below 60. And so I said, we got to improve that. So anyway, I gave him some coaching about what I'm talking about here. And a month later now, he's up to 87% closing percentage, 87%. So I had a meeting with him just this week. And I said, what happened? He's just said to me, he said, I showed up. He's now, and for the month of May, he was number one in the company at 87% close rate. That means almost 9 out of 10 people that call him, that he picks up the phone, they're coming in to do business. And that went up from like 56, 57% up to 87% like that. So the practice is mission critical. But then having a coach or somebody that can then point, he just needed to fine-tune what he was doing a little bit.
It's almost like being a director and what a director does with an actor and to get their best performance. Interesting. I'm blown away by what you just said a minute ago. I showed up.
He blew me away. When he said that, he says, I showed up.
That's powerful.
Exactly. And that's what we need to do. You know, it's like, well, here's the thing, right? So again, we go back to the example of 10 salespeople. You want every one of them to show up and bring their energy and their passion and their emotion and everything. And you want them to sing the same song. You want them to sing that same day. They want to sing the same day song and they want to sing it with passion and emotion. That's what they want to sing. And Danny Smith, the owner, gets to articulate what that is. And then it's our job to help his team, help everybody on the team to sing that song. It was in such a way that the audience, the people go, wow, I've never had anybody speak to me like that. And it happens all the time. That's the game.
We got to jump into this bot because I think this is the driving force behind what we want to talk about in this episode. You and I did our discovery call and you actually played with me on this thing and
pretty amazing, right?
I think you had me as the service advisor and the bot was the customer. Is that how that worked? I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, the bot is the customer.
The bot's the customer.
This is important, what I was trying to relay before. Built into the bot are the key moves necessary to have an effective conversation. So, and built into the approach that we use. So it's not just interacting with the bot. When you're practicing, you have to have good practice in order to then to implement it and put it onto the court. Like you're singing, you know, music or athletics or baseball or whatever, you have to have a good practice session, you know, and if you do that over and over and over and over again, and it's an effective practice session, then you can implement. And the bots are like, it's a game changer, Carm. I have companies, just to give you an example, take a company. I have a company with 10 salespeople. You've got 3 stores in Georgia. He's been with me for about 3 years at J&J Tire Service. He's a brilliant young man, the owner. So you go back 2 years ago, they weren't practicing. All of a sudden now, in the month of April and May, they had 620 practice sessions of his 10 people in a two-month period. 620 practice sessions. They do a couple a day. Everybody does a couple a day for a couple of months. It all rolls up over 600. So you take that company now, they're practicing, call it 300 times a month. And whereas in the past, they weren't practicing at all. If they come in head-to-head competition with another company, big box store or whatever, right? The competition, head-to-head, and the competition doesn't practice. How do I know that? They don't. Nobody in the industry practices. Very little. They do, but not a lot.
Dan, I can't help but draw a parallel to the Software Today's class, a great sponsor of our show, know them really well, where they toss technicians or specialists questions every day to answer them. And it ends up becoming an incredibly challenging and exciting way for continuing education in our industry. And this whole bot thing kind of reminds me of that. Do your clients require their people to be on this? And is there a way to test and see who's on?
It is very similar. I'm somewhat familiar with that program you talked about, you know, and it's very similar. I mean, if you want to develop a really high level team, they got to practice a little bit every day over time. Consistency over time is what produces the results. It's not going to happen in one training session, in one classroom session, whatever. But if you practice 10, 15 minutes a day, all month long, and you do that for 3 or 4 months, you're going to improve.
It's like the ASE app, too. I mean, this constant coming at me, keeping me sharp, I guess no different than an athlete, a golfer, any incredibly high-paid professional sports person, they have to be in the gym. They have to be on the field. It's not optional.
So back to your point. If you're the manager of a baseball team, you know, and I was one of the players, you say, Dan, you know, welcome aboard on the team. Your job is, you have to be in the batting cages every day for a certain amount of time. It's not optional. Then you have a coach standing there watching, and that's what we do. So the best companies are making it mandatory that if you're going to work here, it's a part of the job description. It's just like opening the store and turning on the lights and making sure that everything's functional. I have to practice for 10 minutes before I get on the phone. It's not rocket science, but it just makes a lot of sense. And then we measure it. So everything is recorded and they can go back in and listen. And we have statistics and we show it's available. We track everything. How many times they practice, what they practice, inbound calls, outbound calls, tires, brakes, alignments, et cetera. Like I said, I believe it's a game changer for companies.
Dan, this is individualistic. Am I right? I mean, what if the owner came to you and says, listen, we're really suffering in this particular category. We're not offering financing when we should. I mean, can you zero in your bot on that or not?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. It's built into the approach. So it's like when you're practicing a new song and you're singing, you have the song out in front of you on the music stand, and you're practicing it and you keep practicing it. And so we include in the approach to mention payment plans is a great, fabulous example, because most people in the industry don't offer payment plans to their customers. They just don't do it. I've been measuring this for 20 years. Our clients do. Not all of them, but we're working on it. But like same day offers it 45% of the time on the phone calls. It goes like this, like, Carm, I'm so thrilled you called today for your oil change. And I want you to know here at same day, we're a full service shop. We do brakes and tires and oil changes, of course, and check engine lights, front end work, major repair, minor repair. And we offer payment plans if you ever want to take advantage of that. Simple. Not complex, but it has to become part of the muscle memory of the people on the phone. And if they do that well, payment plans is a fabulous example. I'm not speaking out of turn, but I know at same day, payment plans is a huge percentage of their business. Really big, significant, very significant percentage of their business. Because let's face it, we went through this whole period of inflation. Money is tight. It's still tight. People are questioning. Tire units are down across the country. And so you have to help people. It has to be like this, my opinion. It has to be like this. I can help you with your car today, Carm. I'm the guy. I'm going to take care of you. And I have money for you if you need it. Simple, not complex.
I love that. I like that. I have money for you if you need it.
Yes. I want you to be on the road. I want you and your family to be safe when you go on vacation, when you go to school or whatever. That's my commitment to you.
So if I have loaner cars and I want to make sure that that comes into the conversation, do you help that pace that out when maybe you're getting ready to close the deal or to bring them in?
Well, that might be part of the service declaration that I just gave you. Just so you know, Carm, we have loaner cars if you ever want to take advantage of that. And we offer payment plans.
All right. My thought was, is that further into the discussion with the client, as you're saying, hey, listen, can you come in here today at 2 o'clock? And if you've got a problem dropping it off, we could fix you up with a loaner car. However it fits in, you're probably still measuring that as a service that we need to convey.
Yes, that becomes part of the service declaration. And a service declaration should be mentioned, in my opinion, on inbound call. It's a 10-second statement that you make to people. And then once again, when they come in the store for the first time, you got to tell them because people don't know. And this is why the bots are so important, because I don't care who you are. If you're singing the same song and you sing it 500 times, you're going to know the song.
EVs and other high voltage vehicles are changing the automotive landscape. Is your shop ready? With more than 16% of these light duty vehicles on the road, you will have many opportunities to service them, but you must do safely and properly. Get your shop trained and equipped to service hybrid and EV vehicles with NAPA AutoTech's innovative EV Ready Level 1 High Voltage Awareness and Maintenance Training. This 4-day program is held in a fully functioning EV repair facility with all the latest high-tech equipment and technology needed to train your technicians to go from an EV maintenance tech to an EV battery service tech after completing the entire program. This 4-day program is held in a fully functioning EV repair facility with all the latest high-tech equipment and technology needed to train your technicians to go from an EV maintenance tech to an EV battery service tech after completing the entire program. Each topic starts with intensive classroom training followed by in-depth, hands-on practice, and students are tested on the knowledge they gained in the classroom. Technicians will learn on various hybrid and EV vehicles such as Tesla, Toyota, GM, Ford, Hyundai, and Nissan. This will allow them to make educated decisions on equipment needed in their own shop to perform repairs. This course is on site at the Napa Automotive Research Center in Canton, Ohio. Attendance requires ASE 6 certification, EPA ASE 609 certification, and at least 5 years of shop experience. The total cost is only $4,000 per attendee, which includes the 4-day course, hotel, breakfast, lunch, and the PPE needed to perform the services. Now, if you're a gold-certified auto care, you can use your gold marketing funds to offset the cost. Hey, don't miss out on this invaluable opportunity to advance your team skills and ensure your shop is EV-ready. Contact the Napa Training Service Center at 800-292-6428 to secure your spot. Let's face it, your shop management system is the single most important tool in your shop, period. NapaTrax was built from the ground up to make your business more profitable and efficient. We provide an extensive set of tools to increase and track profitability in real time. NapaTrax offers the industry's best post-sale support, hands down, and we train your people on site. Yep, on site. And we offer remote refresher training 10 times a week, and customer support is open 6 days a week. Give us a call, visit the website, or join our Facebook community today to learn more. We'll prove to you that Trax is the single best shop management system in the business. Napa Trax is always customized and tailored for you, whether you're a one-man shop or a large multi-bay or multi-location company. After all, it's your shop, so it's your choice. Visit us on the web at NapaTrax, that's NapaTrax.com. So you do something called keyword spotting. Is that how this whole AI listens and records and comes up with KPIs and data?
I'll tell you, there's been a progression. I've been studying this stuff for about 12 years. Okay, it started with things like keyword spotting and speech analytics and things like that on a rudimentary level. And then as AI developed, it's a whole different game. So the AI actually listens to the calls. We can tell that we instruct the AI, we prompt the AI to analyze it the way we want it to be analyzed. It can pull out keywords and things like that, yes. But keyword spotting is different than AI. But you can use AI to spot keywords.
I need to understand this a little deeper, Dan. I'm practicing with a bot. you're recording it and the bot's got the intelligence to be able to respond to the things that I say as the client. I actually found it fun and interesting when I was playing with it way back a couple of weeks ago. I found it fascinating. Then you get this recording and then you say to AI, listen, here's what I want to know about that 5 or 6 minute call. And does AI go out and do that analytics, get it back for you?
Yes, it's a great point you bring up. On outbound calls, for instance, we've experimented with the automatic AI scoring. So when people make an outbound call, because this is a huge area of suffering, let me put it that way, and show you the importance of what we're talking about here. Scoring of outbound calls and outbound calls in general is mission critical for most dealers because you think about it. The customer comes in, you do a great job in the inbound call, you tell them you're going to do the digital inspection after you do, well, you're doing the oil change, and then you're going to call them back and they're going to be at their office at home or whatever, typically. Or they might wait in the waiting room, but just say they're at home. And you call them back, and now this is the outbound call. You got to tell them that now they need $2,800 worth of front-end work and a set of tires, brakes, whatever. What happens for most businesses, if you have a business that does $300,000 a month in revenue, their deferred work or declined work, however you want to speak about it, is about double that, typically. In many cases, more than that. It could be, you know, $600,000 of deferred work on top of the $300,000 of work that was done. So what we do with the outbound calls is we score. We have an approach that's designed to help the service advisors learn how to make effective offers. And then we score it. When they practice, we score it. There's 20 points we're looking for on the outbound calls, and it's scored automatically, and they get a score of from 0 to 100, done automatically by AI. And the AI is very accurate in that kind of thing, because we're measuring what we have in the approach. That's a perfect use of AI to do that type of thing. And as you indicated also, the AI has gotten so good that you lose yourself. I've practiced with it hundreds of times, obviously, you know, and so you lose yours. You forget your talk with a computer. You forget it because it's so smart. I was joking around the other day, just to give you an example, and I was called up and I said, my name is Clay. Clay is the guy that runs our, gentleman that runs our whole bot program for us. And Clay Whitaker, he's a brilliant young man. I was pretending to be Clay. And I said to the bot, I said, I have a, she says, what's the year, make, and model of the vehicle? I said, it's a 1927 Model T Ford. And she started, the bot, female voice started to laugh and say it was funny. And so it was just like, what? It was really.
No, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was crazy. It's getting so good. The technology is getting so good. About 3 months ago, started setting up after hours and before hours agents using the same technology for our clients. And this is another game changer, because when you think about it, people call these businesses all hours of the day. You're not there. What do you do with it? Well, we have agents picking up now and having an interactive conversation with the customer and then booking appointments. They book the appointment for that customer to come in at a specific time. It's amazing.
I got to tell you, Dan, was at Tools 2025 this year and saw some really amazing technology that's out there for all areas of our business. And I start to think about the sophistication of our industry. It's just not your, you know, your dad's old Oldsmobile of yesteryear where you can walk in low barrier to entry. Today, if you really want to stay cutting edge, growth, take care of your customers, you've got to accept a lot of this new technology. So, and I call it, we're so much more sophisticated than we ever were, but we have to embrace it. But do we really need this kind of training?
This kind of training?
Yeah, the bots to teach me how to handle this relationship.
Not to teach. I think the teaching still has to be done by coaches and trainers like myself. But the practice is where people fall down. They sit in a training class for 2 or 3 hours, 4 hours, whatever, and they do role play. And then like anything, then that's it. If that's it, they're going to go back to their old habits. Let me ask you, how long does it take for you to learn a new habit?
Well, you know, I've recently just heard some incredible numbers a bunch of years ago. I can't remember what book I read it in that said it took like 17 days, 30 days. I've heard it as high as 50 days. I don't know what the real number is.
Well, I know as a performer, you know, as a singer and an athlete, to learn something new, like I perform the national anthem. I've done it all over the country. I have two performances I have to do this summer for New York Roadrunners, big running events in New York City. And there was a period of time when I was, all I did was the national anthem. I've practiced the national anthem probably 8,000 times, so I can just sing it any moment. It lives in my body. It's not an issue. So once it's there, so I'm not saying you have to practice your approach on inbound calls or outbound call 8,000 times, but to get it to embody it so it lives in your body, it's going to take hundreds of times of practice. Each person's a little different. But you'll know when you open your mouth. I can remember, I'll share this, when I was a fledgling performer in the early 90s. And I remember we had a show to do. And we had my wife and I were the lead singers in this rock and roll show we did. And we're in the middle of the show. And I'm supposed to sing a song called titled Forever Man. Remember Forever Man? It was a Clapton song, right? And so I look at this song on the set list, which is in the middle of the show. I'm looking at the song on the set. I said, Doreen, I don't know the song. I can't remember the song. It escaped me. Here's what I learned now as a seasoned performer. When the band starts, if you know your material, it's like you've programmed the jukebox. You've programmed yourself. So when you hit B2, Forever Man comes out, or the outbound thing comes out, or the oil change. Come on, yes, I'd love to help you with your oil change. It lives in you like a, like you, but the power is that you're a human, you're a programmer. If you're a serious service advisor, serious professional, you learn to program yourself like a singer does. I think that's the best way to say it. Let me add one more thing. What you talk about, the technology that the owners, operators have to use, to consider it to be a tool. They buy tools all the time, every month, every week, new tools to use in the business that save them a lot of money, okay, and help make them money. This is just another tool. If they use it, I guarantee them it's going to help them and help their people learn to sing the song that they need to sing. And it's going to help them, the owner operators, achieve their vision if their people are singing the right song.
What you just described a moment ago was when you said embody and it lives in your body, you embody it. You heard the, you know, the first few stanzas of Forever Man. And it just came rushing back.
The music triggered the words, and the words just come out, yeah.
And so by practicing with the bot and maybe creating some gamification thing inside the business that we're doing this stuff, I guess you want to build muscle, you go to the gym, you want to build confidence and trust with your clients and being smooth and confident and friendly and just the go-to guy. I mean, I love my client advocate because they just, there's never a no. They always say yes. They're always taking care of me. And it's the muscle memory that we're talking about.
And you just gave me a great idea. One of the things we do, I'm going to do a contest with all our clients, practice bot usage for the month of July and August or something like it. We're going to come up with a contest with prizes and everything. I love it.
I mean, gamification, I think, is perfect for that.
Yes, we do it already. We have done several contests this year. It's fabulous. They love it. And we have our national scoreboard. You know, we keep track because the way we measure language, we keep track of all the service advisors and we keep track of their scores and everything on a national scoreboard. And it's really fun to watch that grow, you know, so that's a whole different conversation. But the gamification, I think, is a great idea. And thank you for that. I'm going to do that.
Well, it sounds like almost a natural. When we did our episode 962, Exploring Music Leadership and Company Culture, we did discuss that Dan had an Eric Clapton cover band.
Yeah, we did. I don't do that much anymore, but it was fun. Great learning experience.
Great story. You just completed a half marathon in New York, huh?
It was brutal. I told you that. It was rough. I did it for the team because I'm not really a half marathoner or a marathoner. I've done a marathon many, many, many years ago. But right these days, I'm 74 years of age, you know, right in your age category. So I can run 13, 14 miles easily if it's at a slow pace, but I try to race it, I'm in trouble. I got toasted in Brooklyn. So I have next weekend, I have a 10K coming up and I'll be fine in that. And after that, I have a 5K and then I have some mile races and stuff like that. So that's more my speed these days.
So what's next for the practice bot?
Oh my God. It's just expanding it, getting owner operators, I think, to realize that it should become part of the daily practice inside their company. Like I said, just like they can mandate it. Knowing what I know now, when I had that big company many, many, many years ago, right now, you can mandate if you're an owner operator, and I'm going to say it like punitive, but just say, look, I want my best team on the field. I want my best team. So they have to, I think, manage it. And we have the tools and everything to help them do that, to keep track of it all and to acknowledge people.
Super cool. Okay. How do they get a hold of you? Anyone wants to talk to you? MalloySales.com. That's MOLLOY sales.com. Can someone get a demo of this and see how it works?
Absolutely. We actually have a 30-day trial. Here's my claim. If they use the practice bots the way we design and the way we tell them to use it, I absolutely guarantee that they will see improvements and they will be happy with the results if they do what we tell them to do. Guaranteed results. It doesn't get any better than that. And I guarantee it's like, I don't want their money. If they do what I tell them to do with the bots, they're going to like it.
Okay. If they do what you tell them to do with the bots, that's an interesting point. Do you have to learn anything about my company? Do you have to know that I do tires? I want tires. Do you structure this in any way so that I can have a focus on something?
Yes. So that's true. We have an approach. And so for some companies, we may have to tailor that approach. It doesn't change the bot. The bot is going to interact with your people, and your people need to work your approach for your business. You have an approach and you have things that you want to say. So include them in the approach. The bot will interact with them accordingly.
Okay. I own the business. I want to do this. I bring it on board. I tell my people, listen, we're going to do this. We're going to practice once a day, twice a day. I don't know what the policies or the rules can be. Where do the people find the time to fit it in and do it? And do they do it on their counter? Do they do it on their cell phone in the bathroom, in an office? Where do they do this?
You're asking such great questions. What a lot of them do, they use it. First of all, use your cell phone. Important to use your cell phone because we have the cell phone in our system and then we match their practice effort with your cell phone. So it's 100%, you know, we know who's practicing. And secondly, a lot of them sit in their car before they come in the shop. They have their approach. They pull up to the shop, they practice for 5-10 minutes, and boom. It takes about 5 or 6 minutes to do a good practice session. And by the way, the practice bot gives feedback, whatever you just did. So you do your practice session and the bot says, it's time for feedback. Would you like some feedback? And they say, yeah. And then they give feedback on what you did well, what you want to work on for next time.
So it's a perpetual role play.
Yes. And we change it. Clay is changing them every month. We change with new voices, new cars that they're calling about. So you say, what's the year, make, and model of your car? And then it could be, I don't know what he's going to come up with next. And then we're going to talk about gamification. We're going to come up with some other ones. I want to come up with a rude old guy like myself. Somebody that says, hey, what do you want? What do you want? You know, somebody, a nasty old guy that gives lots of pushback, you know. So we're going to have pushback bots and things like that so people can practice with when they get those types of customers.
And of course, you're testing for how much? Hey, my check engine light isn't on, how much?
Yes. Well, that's a part of the approach. We know you just can't dump a price. Did we talk about that last time about the effect that price shoppers have on the sales conversation and closing percentages?
We'll do it right now. We'll end with that.
This is what it's all about. And I know the numbers because I did the study. And people can go to our website and download the study. Over 100,000 sales calls we did over a 7-year period. And we analyzed everything word by word. And here's what the facts are. Based on what you brought up, the price shopper issue. The closing percentage for tires, let's use tires as an example, nationwide is 35% on an inbound call, nationwide. Some companies are at 40%, some companies are at 18%, and they have the word tire on their billboard out front. But what happens, 35% is the national average. If the customer starts the conversation by saying, yo, hey, Carm, how much is a set of tires for my F-150? The closing percentage drops to 17% because people don't know how to handle price shoppers. An oil change, right? You think oil change average closing percentage nationwide is 81%. in the same study, out of 10,000 oil change calls, 81% average. If the customer starts out the conversation, how much is an oil change for my Subaru? The closing percentage drops to 42%. Fact. But the price shopper conversation is a killer for people in the auto repair and tire industry. It drops their closing percentage by about 50% across all product categories, products and service categories. With the bots, the way the bots are designed and the way our approach is designed is to how to deal with price shoppers. You can't give a price, right? Not right away. You may have to give a price. I don't want to avoid giving prices, but that can't be your first move. If it is, you're going to get 17%.
Those are some great stats, Dan. Scary stuff. And if we want to grow a sophisticated professional business, we got to pay attention to our businesses in every single category that exists out there.
Well, you know, one of the things I appreciate, I'm passionate about the data about how people communicate. Okay. So I've created a whole set of what I call language KPIs. Because when I had that big company, remember my history, I had 104 stores in Ohio. It was called ProCare. We bought it from BP, right? And we didn't do well with it. We ended up selling it. Most of it was sold to Monroe. But here's the problem. We had a great point of sale system. We knew everything about the business. We knew every oil change. We knew parts margin, labor margin. We knew everything about the business that happened. But we had no data back then on language. No language KPIs. But it's the language, Carm, it's the language that produces all the traditional KPIs. Every dealer that's listening to this out there has their KPIs and they look at them every day, their P&L and all that. They look at it every day, every week, every month. My message is simple. All that data is produced by how people communicate. To your point, people that really want to maximize their business have to understand how effectively their people are communicating, because that's what drives absolutely everything, my opinion.
This was great, educational, profound, hammer time. We got to drive our counters, which is our biggest zone of opportunities. And it seems to me that you may have got this thing figured out with this bot to do role play at the counter and bring all the data and analyze it and tell you how you're doing. Wow, good stuff. Dan Molloy, Molloy, M-O-L-L-Y, sales.com.
M-O-L-L-O-Y.
M-O-L-L-O-Y. Thank you very much, sales.com. Appreciate you being here, Dan. We'll got to do this again.
Thank you, Carm. I appreciate you. I love working with you like this.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.